A raid at an apartment in the town of Saint-Denis by police today kills two and apprehends seven suspected terrorists.
Exprimer toute notre gratitude.
I would also like to express all of our gratitude and admiration to the police forces. They knew it would be dangerous. They probably didn't imagine the incredible violence of the response, and they completed their mission.
That's French President François Hollande speaking once again to his nation. The notion that the violence was unexpected, the first inkling was the explosion of a reported suicide vest in Saint-Denis, is another reminder of how much deep cover the radicalized elements within France seem to have acquired. As others have said on this program, France seemed overwhelmed with understandable fear and suspicion in the wake of last Friday's attacks. One of the fatal victims was even branded in media reports as a perpetrator because of his Egyptian passport. The very structure of the European Union is part of the problem. It values freedom of capital and movement over the sharing of security information. The Eurozone is trying to maintain both a European cosmopolitan identity as well as a much older Europe of the village, the medieval church, the Europe of enclaves and echoes of feudal communities of mistrust. At the crossroads of this contradiction is the Schengen Agreement, a treaty conceived in 1985 as the Eurozone Common Currency Single Flag Europe was being formed. Schengen was ratified in 1995, and it created passport-free travel throughout Europe. Today, though, Schengen for some politicians is a code word for invasion by barbarians.
We have to stop Schengen. Schengen is madness. We have to stop Schengen. Everyone has to be able to control their own national borders, simply because when dangerous people go through one border, two borders, three borders, at least there's one of three possibilities of them being detected when they go across those borders.
Marine Le Pen speaking, the leader of France's far-right National Front Party. Le Pen is out front on Schengen after gathering momentum from similar arguments for returning to a nationalist Europe, articulated during the financial crisis, and also articulated again during the more recent refugee crisis. And now this. Camino Mortera Martinez is a research fellow and Brussels representative for the Center for European Reform. I asked her straight away, is Europe ready to be a real common Europe, or is it all coming apart at the seams?
There was kind of an ambitious ideal from the, if you want, the founding fathers of the euro, which was to begin with the single market and increasing cooperation and increasing trade and increasing movement in between countries. We will achieve some sort of a political union, which was for a while kind of there when everything was going okay. And then we unfortunately had the financial crisis, the global financial crisis that hit the European Union very hard. And we realized something that experts were saying from the beginning, that we were not really in the conditions to have what we call an optimal currency union, so that we were not really ready to probably have a common currency without a fiscal integration and banking union and all these sort of things that lead from that. So indeed, I think we started to realize that's probably a bit too late, and now we're trying to sort it out.
It feels like an Italian opera in some sense, because the financial crisis, as you describe, makes all of the countries vulnerable and very concerned about their economies. And then you have this vulnerability that's being exploited by terrorists like ISIS. And there's a pulling in of each country to the other, the refugee crisis also exacerbating all of this. If I use the Italian opera metaphor, is this going to end badly? Can Schengen survive?
Even though the Eurozone crisis and the refugee crisis, now what we start to call the Schengen crisis, are kind of similar because they both derive from a lack of cooperation and a lack of solidarity, I don't think they are the consequence of one another's. No matter what the economy looks like, countries are normally very reluctant to give up their powers on some very core competencies like migration and counterterrorism. And you have the UK as a very clear example. In the UK, now we have a big backlash against EU migrants, whereas the UK economy is actually booming. So it's not necessarily that there's always a relationship in between the two of them, of course, because of the situation the people are in or were in because of the crisis, so losing jobs and having some sort of less public services and stuff. Of course, there is more populism, there is more feeling against migrants and all these sort of things, but it is not necessarily the consequence of one another, as I was saying before.
But you're hearing talk about the French are afraid of what's going on in Belgium, the Belgians and the French are suspicious of what's happening in Germany, and then, of course, there's the Marine Le Pen nationalist movement that has analogs throughout Europe that closes Europe off to everyone and even talks about expulsion of supposedly assimilated Muslim and other ethnic groups. Does this have momentum now?
Well, I think the populist movements around Europe have been on the rise for a while, and not only right-wing ones like Marine Le Pen or other countries like Nigel Farage in the UK, but also leftist ones, Syriza in Greece or Podemos in my own country in Spain. But that's like a very simple, that has a very simple answer. It's just people who have been in a very dire situation for a while, turning to people, giving them very easy solutions out of these problematic times that we are living. So basically, you don't trust politicians anymore because they haven't answered your questions. And then you've got these people telling you, you know, we will solve the terrorist problem if we just like expelled all Muslims or close the borders or whatever, when that's absolutely not true. But that's, of course, something that is easy. It's a ready-made message that is very easy to digest for people. So unfortunately, I think if Europe doesn't get its act together in some of the crises that we're experiencing at the moment, notably indeed the refugee one and the terrorist attacks that are still ongoing in the whole kind of Western Europe, then the big winners will be the populists. And we'll see probably that very soon in France. There are regional elections coming up and we'll see how that plays in that as well. That's actually something that scares me a lot. In a globalized world, you cannot simply just be on your own. And the European Union has worked for some years. Now there are some problems that we need to fix. But it doesn't mean that because we need to fix these problems, we need to just like dismantle the whole thing altogether. We just need to come up with solutions for new problems.
Well, let me push you then, personally. Have you had to think about your own identity in the last few days? Are you a European? Are you something else? Would you consider becoming an immigrant, maybe to get out of this whole frightening pillar collapse, as you call it?
Well, I'm an immigrant myself. I'm Spaniard working for a British company in Brussels and married to a French. So I think I'm probably the most European it can get. And my own country has benefited a lot from the European Union, from being open, from having examples around us and countries around us that kind of help us going through a very traumatic transition from a dictatorship to democracy. So it's very, very difficult to convince me that Europe is not worth fighting for, of course. And I think that the European Union should be a good project for me, that I travel and I have a foreign sort of family on the making and all these sort of things. But it should also work for a Greek person that has never left Greece. It should also work for my unemployed Spanish friends, and it should work for everybody, because if it doesn't work for everybody and it only works for a small proportion of people, then we will not have succeeded at all.
Camino Mortera Martinez is a research fellow and Brussels representative for the Center for European Reform. Camino, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.